Hello, welcome to Dot Luminati. This is Joanna Morrow. If you need to reach me, dotluminati024 or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. Just want to say, before I forget, I'm on Facebook and there are now ads for ABA centers and ABA centers not for anyone, but for autistic children. My two classes this term are a class introduction for autism in young children and ABA. How can you tell me I don't get a job? How can you tell me I can't get hired anywhere? How can you tell me I'm not good enough? How could I interview and something be off? You fill in the blanks if something is off. Because you know why? From people following me that I don't know, they're making awareness to their organizations and what have you through me, through what's going on in my life, through what I'm doing in my life. That's enough to get people aware, to get business in there, to get some notoriety, get some fame for what you're doing, right? Now, why can't that be reciprocated? Why couldn't that be reciprocated through good feelings and, you know, the people I know in the community, I'm going to put a good word in for Joanna because she is the motivation and the muse behind this. Never seen these types of issues in companies before. Each class is a journey. Each class I go through, they're just popping up. It's like, when I look at this, what am I supposed to think? Like, I didn't produce this? Like, I didn't make this known? Like, people don't know this from me? I've never heard of an ABA in Minnesota before I started becoming an ABA. Now it's something that everyone knows. So just watch and see how much stuff, you know, according to my classes, since everybody knows what I'm apparently doing, comes up, you know, me taking classes. Now all of these centers are just out. You know, and is it looking good on my resume? Is it something I can be like, I inspired this person? I inspired. No, because they didn't contact me and get my okay. If it's coming from my inertia, if it's coming from my spirit, if it's coming from my love. And so, yeah, you know, no connection, no email, no this, no that. We know who you are. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Can I have your blessing? But it's just out there. And the reason why I did use love is because if it's helping children and things like that, why would I, you know, not want it to exist? I'm just talking about the marketing and having enough energy to market something like this now and to bring it out and to think it's cool, you know, because it's like, oh, yeah, we're here. But now, you know, we have a reason to be cool. You know, because we're just getting this feed of information from Joanna, which, like I said, archdiocese, I need removed. Because I don't want people following me and, like, coming back from Mexico. That was known. It only takes a phone call from president to another president, you know, to say, like, you know, I am not getting rewarded. And people are taking this for granted, and ultimately it's kind of corny, people thinking that this is secretive. It's really corny because it was never a secret to me, and everyone knows, like, here's Joanna, the beta goat, you know, being mentioned in my comments and in my steed. And so, like, just taking off that layer of it's not a secret anymore, tell the truth, and, like, everyone is croaking, it's just totally disgusting. So, I mean, I'm sure it's not mentally healthy. That's for certain. But yeah, like, I'm making these people famous, these groups famous, this cause famous and stuff. And it's like, you know, there are parts moving around me and they're not even, I don't even feel like they're showing any love. I still feel like in the commercials and in the marketing, it's like, yeah, but we're doing this already. We're doing this, you know, like, we're doing this already. It's like, yeah, but what is making you find the courage or find the money or find the endorsement or the connections or whatever, to have this sort of niche, autistic kids ABA, you know, both of my classes, never seen it before I started this term. So, I mean, it's out there, and, yeah, I just want you to know, like, when you see stuff and when you've seen stuff in the past, like, a lot of this was created by me. Like I said, it's the correct, we're here, we're the ones that's actually, you know, we have a job, look at me, look at how I look, I'm different, you know, but still, it's like, a lot of this, and a lot of stuff in the background has came to light. People are admitting, like, we were dumb, like, that's why we acting like we don't know what happened, you are, yeah, but like I said, I'm just not gonna live in like a corny facade, like, oh, everyone's talking about me, but it's secret, like, and it's right in front of everyone, like, that's just stupid. So, yeah, that's all I had to say because I am in the midst of reading some work. Just wanted to put my stamp on that and say, that's not how a community is supposed to work. If you're getting motivated by someone like a celebrity endorsement, like, that person should get some credit. Like, they should get some love in society and, you know, I'm not going to say celebrity worship because that's a topic from 15 years ago. But, you know, it's like, I should go out in society and it should be all positive. Like, everyone should be happy. Like, you're making progress for people in the world. You're doing stuff. You're trying to help people, trying to make sure people are safe and healthy and happy. And I get greeted by the same, like, stupid-ass shit that I don't believe in. You can't force me to believe in it. And it's not, I'm not going to be this medically obscene person on the earth when people obviously are still trying to live rent-free. So, yeah, even like with the prostitute situation, like watching something with Atlanta, the mayor, and the crowd is like, you're not getting rid of us making prostitutes. And it's like, it's a constant violation because that wasn't even on my mind. It was like, I just turned on the TV and that's the first thing that they're preoccupied for. And it's just, I'm basically sick of these rape prostitution people. And I want the government to really deal with this because somehow they have sold out in their mind. You know, they're not happy. They're coming for everyone. They're not content. Something is always irritating them. Something is always on their fucking conscience. And it's super annoying to deal with somebody that is very immature. It's like, okay, I thought like this, whatever, but it's eating them up alive. And I don't like dealing with people who don't have confidence. And so it needs to go away from me. You can do what you want. Obviously, you did something bad and your bitch made conscience or your bitch ass conscience is eating you alive, whatever. That is why you don't need someone in your ear and in your universe that you feel is Chucky when I am just simply living my life and staying out of your hair. something is wrong here. Do you think that I don't know people are jealous? Do you think, like, the we're rolling with the homies, people are imagining what they try to hex and jinx a person with? You're seeing that image, rolling with the homies, rolling down the street. Oh yeah, this is great. This is our example. Because we're seeing the Klan. Everybody has seen the Klan, which got freaking slain by the sword of Christ, you know, is out there. And they shouldn't be. And they shouldn't be in universities or anywhere, because no one has time for somebody that has sealed up their fucking mind that they're just going to hate somebody because they think differently than them. But, like, prostitute is a stank word. Like, saying that word, it makes me feel like I just put, like, green slime, like green slime is spitting out of my mouth onto my cell phone. Like, my phone is just getting covered in swimming in slime right now, you know, because I'm thinking, like, I'm talking, what if, like, some spit flies out of my... That's how it feels saying that word. Like, it is just so freaking, like, not in style to me. And I'm not this one that wants to... Who wants to go out in America? America, the coolest place in the world. Drugs, cocaine, alcohol, skimpy clothes. I'm fighting against this big beast, this thing, you know, that I can't never be because I'm jealous somehow. All the big lips and all the tummy tops and all of the weaves and oh my god, like how could I? I'm just jealous. I am perfectly happy with where I am right now. But I'm saying is, if that is your, this, see, it's an industry that steps out of its motives in itself, and it bothers other people for some reason. If you're, I'm in Atlanta, we need to make them. Okay, so you're saying there's an environment conducive to making them, and somehow anybody that doesn't agree with that environment is the enemy. It's like, why put that out there on a public front? Like, that used to be underground, right? Didn't it start with the speakeasies and stuff? But anyway, I think people are getting it. Don't bother me with that medically obscene nonsense, that thrill. Like, I'm not going to get plowed over and be sick for the rest of my life for a 10, 15 minute thrill when the rest of the day, 365, there are 24 hours in the day, 23 hours and 45 minutes, I am at Starbucks, or I am on the job, where I cannot just bend it over on the fax machine and get my pleasure out to remind me of why I did this. There are other things besides sex, and oh my God, am I turning 40? Because there's really not, viewer discretion advised, there's really not, but, you know, still, like, come on now. You can't have sex all day. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But, you know, it's no if it's out of wisdom, everybody, children. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Can you have a sex day? Absolutely. Can you designate 2 days off and your children are at grandma's house? Abso-freaking-positively. Can you prepare for weeks and have wine and your Netflix shows lined up? Abso-freaking-lutely. Can you have sex freaking cabin week? Abso-freaking-lutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. I promote sex everywhere, every single second of the day, in everybody, children, in wisdom. Abstinence is key. Being safe is key. I'm just saying, I have to get that out because I don't want to like have my skin cave in and I turn into a mummy by saying that. Like 15 minutes, sex, 23 hours, 45 minutes, not sex. What am I turning into, you know? But like I said, I don't have a boyfriend right now. I'm still upset because my man's birthday, who passed away, the father and love of my life, of my children, is next month, and I have to go through that. And so I'm still feeling the pain. But I'm just saying, all that little, you know, freak thrill, you don't know the person, you don't know who the person has been with, you don't know where the person is going next, if they're going to sell their hot tail because they touched me. And, you know, it's like, that's just not my lifestyle. And to have to constantly backtrack, you're going to get the backhand. Point blank, bottom line, period. If I backtrack, it is followed up by backhand. And that's all I have to say, and I'm happy. Thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. This has been Joanna Morrow, and it's backhand.